My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here.
Hey, God. Ugh, it's me. God, I am just so upset. I'm so annoyed right now. I hate to keep bothering you with these things. I know you have so many people out there that you need to help, but God, I just need to vent for a minute. So, you know the project that I'm working on, right? With like all of those different people. Like, I felt like I was doing a great job. I felt like I was showing up. I felt like I was giving it 110%. But there's this one lady, and you know what lady I'm talking about. I don't have to mention any names. There's this one lady who just can't seem to stand me for no reason at all. I mean, what is her deal? I walk in every day. I'm friendly to her. I smile. I say hello and good morning. I ask her how her day was. And for some reason, she just hates me, God. She can't stand me. And everything that I do on this project is not good enough. Nothing is ever good enough for her. What do I do, God? Like, what's the deal? Like, how in the world am I supposed to continue to be kind to this lady and show up and do my work to the best of my ability when I know there's someone who clearly cannot stand me? Oh, I really need your help on this one, God. I am just so frustrated and so annoyed, almost to the point where I completely want to give up on this project and quit. Please. Give me some wisdom and guidance. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, you're missing one secret ingredient in this whole situation. And I will show you what it is.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And show a bit of gratitude today. Let us show gratitude for all of the things that we tend to overlook and take for granted. All of the things that we almost forget about, but yet they make our lives so much better. Whether it's a thing, a person, a circumstance, a place, whatever that is for you, just take a moment now to show a bit of gratitude. let us also take a moment to show gratitude for all of the blessings and the wonderful things and people and abundance and just blessings and prosperity that God is going to bring into our life soon and in the future. Let us thank God early for the things that we have not yet seen in the 3D world, but we know are coming to us quickly. Let us show thanks and give thanks and show a bit of gratitude in advance. So let us take a moment to sit quietly and reflect and show a bit of gratitude now. Very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And we'll start the show after this short break. Having an amazing day, an amazing month, an amazing week, an amazing hour. I hope you guys are doing good and you're feeling good. And in fact, I would love to know how you are doing. You know the drill. So come and chat with me online. You can find me on Instagram at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. I'm also on TikTok. You can join my Facebook group. It is absolutely free. And we talk about all things gratitude, mindset, and business and spirituality. Yeah, and you can also email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. That is Gratitude1ST. I would love to hear from you. I absolutely love connecting with you guys and getting to know you. So anytime you want to hop on over to any of those platforms and chat with me, I would be so honored and so delighted to say hello. So don't be shy. How is your week's going? How is your week going, my loves, my beautiful Gratitude First gardeners? I hope you're having an amazing week. This week has been good, you guys. Oh my God. So the first thing I want to say is, have you guys seen the beautiful full moon that God has graced us with this past week? It might still be a full moon tonight. I'm not sure. But guys, oh my God. So let me tell you, I was driving down the street. Was it yesterday or the day before? One of these days, you guys, whenever the full moon is out, I was driving down the street, you guys, and I just saw this big, beautiful red ball in the sky. It literally took my breath away. It was like seriously the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, apart from my son being born and me holding my son in my arms for the first moment of his life. It was like the second most beautiful thing I have ever seen in my life. It literally took my breath away, so much so that I had to pull over and just like look at it. The moon Where I live in the United States, the moon was literally like red, you guys. It was red and it was huge and it was beautiful. It literally took my breath away. And it just made me, appreciate God and all of the things that God does for us, the beauty of this earth and this world, and just how magnificent, like magnificent isn't even the word, like just how amazing God is. So I had to pull over. I literally, like, tears started forming down my eyes. It was just the most, it was absolutely breathtaking. So I hope you guys got a chance to see that beautiful full moon. I think, is it full? It might be waning now. It might be in the waning phase now, but yes, if it's still out, like if the full moon is still out, you guys, oh my gosh, I hope that you get a chance to see it. It was just absolutely so beautiful. I think, is the full moon only one? Somebody help me, you guys. Somebody come on Instagram. That's where I hang out the most, or email me. And let me know, like, is the full moon one day, or do we have like a couple of days of the full moon and then it goes into the waning phase where it starts to, like, you know, we can't see it as full anymore? Let me know, my full moon experts, my moon babies, let me know. So yes, you guys, the full moon was amazing. One thing I do know about the full moon though, is, you know, the moons affect us, you guys. Like, it affects the water, it affects us. That's why they say people, you know, act kind of crazy when there's a full moon out. It definitely affects us. I truly believe that. And one thing I have done this past week, and I totally think it was like the energies, is like I started this new project. It was so much fun, where on YouTube I'm actually like doing art. So I'm like drawing or painting, or I'm gonna do like different little artsy things. Like maybe I'll make jewelry one week, or, you know, maybe I'll do some like fun DIY project, but I'm doing something artsy. And I'm, you know, doing it to motivational sort of pep talks for you guys. So, you know, I'm drawing or painting or what have you, but I'm also motivating you at the same time so you can up level your mindset. And it honestly, it helped me as well. But, you know, so we can up level our mindset and just, you know, get into that positive, you know, I can do it attitude, so that you can build up your confidence, know that you are an amazing person, you're an amazing business owner, you know, all of the dreams and the goals that you have, you can bring those to life. And so it's sort of like, I don't know, like, I want to say an art intuitive type of meditation / pep talk. I don't know how to form it into words. Like, God just gave me this brilliant idea and I ran with it, right? But it's been so much fun, you guys. So come and check me out on YouTube at Gratitude First, Gratitude 1ST. And I want you to do the art with me, you guys. So for this first one that I posted, I'm actually drawing. The only thing that I used was my sketchbook, but you can use a plain piece of paper, a pencil. I used a mechanical pencil, and I used a black pen, right? And I'm not going to share what we're drawing. I want you to go over to YouTube at Gratitude First, Gratitude 1ST. That is the name of my YouTube channel. So I want you to hop over to YouTube and see what we're going to draw this week. But I want you to draw with me. So it's going to be sort of an interactive where we draw together, but I'm also motivating you, sort of like I do on the podcast, except it's to me drawing with you or painting with you or doing some fun arts and crafts with you or DIY projects, just something creative so that we can get our creative juices sparking. I have personally found that when I am in my creative feminine energy, you guys, oh my gosh, the amount of business ideas, the amount of brilliant business ideas that come to me when I am just in my feminine energy and having fun and flowing and being creative and doing artsy stuff. Oh my goodness, I cannot tell you how many brilliant business ideas have come to me in those moments. So if you are at a standstill right now in your business, if you are like, man, I need to feel that spark again, that passion again, I promise you art and doing something creative and fun is going to help you. So if this piques your interest, I would love for you to draw with me. Again, that is at gratitudefirst.com. And, you know, it's not just me drawing and you looking, you know, at me draw, which is also fun, right? But it's actually me speaking to you and motivating you and inspiring you and encouraging you at the same time. So my loves, this is my gift to you. This is something fun. And I hope you absolutely love it as much as I did. Okay, so let's jump into this episode, my loves. And today, actually, speaking of, you know, doing something fun and creative and being in that feminine energy, we're going to talk about love. And love is, you know, love is both feminine and masculine, right? But we are going to talk about love. And so, you know, I know you are at a point, if you are listening to this podcast, where you probably have started a business, you're thinking about starting a business, or maybe you have some dream, some goal that you are trying to reach, and you're like, Erica, how do I reach this goal? What do I do? What am I doing wrong? I'm putting in the work. I'm working the hours. I'm putting in the effort, right? I'm doing all of the marketing strategies. I'm you know, connecting with my ideal customers and clients. I'm putting out the blogs or I put up my website. I'm putting out the YouTube channel, the YouTube videos, the podcast, whatever. I'm consistent on social media, but I'm not seeing that income that I want yet in my business. I'm not seeing, you know, the amount of success that I want quite yet. What am I doing wrong? Well, my love, I am here to help you out because I have definitely been there. We go through ups and downs in our businesses, right? And I still have so many more goals that I personally want to reach in my business. Although I have seen a lot of success and a lot of like aha moments and a lot of, you know, joy and happiness in Gratitude First, I still have so many more goals. I have so much more that I want to do in this amazing community, right? So, you know, if you're at that point right now where you're like, I am putting in the work and I'm not seeing the results that I want, well, I have a solution for you. And that is the force of love, or I don't want to say force. I don't like how force sounds. So I'm going to say the flow of love, right? The flow of love. And here's what I mean by this. Don't turn off yet. Don't switch this off just yet. I want you to hear me out. Don't say, Erica, this is, you're in fairy tale land. No, my loves, I want you to hear me out, right? Love literally controls, or, you know, it helps anything that you want to bring into this world. It helps it to be birthed and to come into life. Love is literally the most powerful force that there is, right? It's just the most powerful, just the most powerful force that there is. And just think about it, you guys. Like, love can literally help your enemies to become friends. Love can help you, you know, when you think about your spouse or your children, you know, it's love that keeps you you know, trying to be your best. It's love that keeps you going when the times are tough, right? It's love that keeps you going when your kids are driving you crazy or you've had a disagreement with your spouse. It's because you love each other that you stick with this, right? And every day you wake up and you say, I choose to love you again today. Love is seriously the most powerful thing that there is in this universe. And so, if you're at a standstill right now in your business or trying to reach some specific goal, and you're like, my God, Erica, I have no idea what I'm doing wrong, I want you to really think about and consider bringing in more love into this situation. So instead of, you know, focusing on, you know, oh, this isn't going right. I don't have as many clients. I don't have as many sales. I thought it was only going to take me a month to launch this website, but now it's taken me 3 months. I suck, right? My social media followers are going down. Nobody's commenting on my posts. Nobody's watching my videos. Instead of being in that energy, you guys, and trust me, I have been there so many times. So I know exactly what you're going through and exactly what you're feeling, because I've been there, right? But that energy keeps us stuck, you guys. It keeps us stuck. And what happens when you start thinking those low vibrational thoughts, right? More and more low vibrational thoughts come into your head for you to think about, right? So you go back to like, oh, remember last week when I forgot to, you know, get this really important thing for my kid at the store? Oh my God, I'm a horrible mom. Remember when my pet, you know, when I didn't take my pet out in time, and you know, I don't know, you just start thinking about more and more things, you know, that keep you stuck in that low vibrational state. So I want to encourage you to snap out when you start getting those negative thoughts in your head. Why is nobody following me on social media? Why don't I have as many sales as I want? Why am I working so hard and nothing is coming? The success that I want isn't here. First of all, it takes time, my loves. Secondly, to be in that negative, low vibrational state is only going to bring in more negative, low vibrational thoughts. So I want you to snap out of that, and I want you to immediately start showing love to your business, to your future clients, to whatever situation it is that is bringing you down right now. So I want you to say, you know what? Whether anybody buys from me or not, I still wish them success. I hope they find the right product or the right coach to help them out. Whoever comes across my social media, whether they like my picture, whether they comment on my picture, whoever comes across my social media, I wish them happiness and peace and joy and harmony in their lives, right? Okay, yes. So that client that I thought was going to stay with me for the next 6 months decided to only stay with me for 2 months. Yes, that is a bummer. That totally sucks. But I wish that client so much success. I hope they find the coach that resonates with them, that they love, and I hope they find what it is that they need. Do you see how much better that feels when you send out love to, you know, the business, your business, the clients, the future clients, whoever has disappointed you or let you down? When you send out love to them, you guys, I promise you it will transform your life. And I do this now all day, every day. You know, when people or circumstances or things disappoint me, get me down, make me sad, make me upset, yes, I give myself permission to process those feelings, cry, scream, you know, be in my negative funk or whatever for however, you know, however long I need, right? I give myself that permission to cry and get it out and process those emotions. But then I always come back to love. I always come back to, you know, if somebody really, really hurt me, I forgive you. And I forgive myself for being in this situation, right? I forgive you for hurting me, right? Because I don't know what in your background, what in your history, what in your childhood would make you act this way. And so I forgive you and I hope that you heal. And I always send those people, those circumstances that have disappointed me, that have brought me down, I always send them love. And I do this in my business all the time, you guys. When I have a week that's not good, when, you know, my followers start, you know, I don't have as many followers, my followers start unfollowing me, when I don't have as many comments, when I don't have as many sales as I'd like, when, you know, I don't have, you know, the clients that I want, all of that, you guys, I send my business gratitude first love. And I say, I love you, whether you want to work with me or not. I love you and I wish you the best. I wish you so much success and abundance. Whether you follow me or unfollow me, I wish you success and I wish you so much happiness and abundance. I hope you find the person or the people that you love to follow that really resonate with you, right? Whoever or whatever has disappointed me in my life, I always come back to love. And guess what? Love comes back to me, you guys. I'll wake up the next day and I'll have a new, you know, more sales, right? I'll wake up the next week and all of a sudden someone will randomly gift me some money that I wasn't expecting, although I lost, you know, a client the week before, right? I'll wake up and, you know, somebody will send me a beautifully written email that says, Erica, I love what you're doing. You have blessed my life. You have changed my life. I love your emails. I love your videos. I love your social media posts, right? Like something will always happen, you guys, that will fill that love right back up for me, that will fill my tank right back up for me. It never fails when I send love. But if I stay in that low vibrational energy again, that's all I get. I get more thoughts that are low vibrational, that keep me stuck and that keep me down. So if you are stuck right now in your business, if it's not going the way that you want it to, first of all, I want to encourage you to keep your head up because it will turn around. As long as you're consistent, as long as you have faith, my loves, you cannot fail. And secondly, I want to encourage you to give whatever in your business or in your life is disappointing you or making you sad. I want to encourage you to send love to those people, those circumstances, and to bless them up. Bless them, bless them, bless them. And I promise you that blessings will come back your way. So that is our episode today, my loves. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know how you are showing love to your business, your circumstances, the people in your life, your family, your friends. Let me know how you're showing love to them this week. Come and chat with me at Gratitude First on Instagram or hello at Gratitude First, gratitude1st.com. For my email, come and chat with me and let me know how you're sending out love this week. I love you so much. I am forever grateful for you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to the Gratitude First podcast or watch the Gratitude First podcast on YouTube. I love you, love you, love you. God bless you and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.